had some restaurant recommendations from Aaron Oliver, and his Instagram handle is Seasoned and Blessed. And a little bit later in the show, we're going to actually replay a Bob Surratt interview with Lieutenant David Haynes, and you guys have gotten to know him because he is has the Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats as well. So more restaurant recommendations coming up throughout our time together. So be sure to get your notepad out to write all of these down, of course. I mentioned earlier in the show that tomorrow is actually the longest day with the most light, I should say. And it's called summer solstice, I believe. There's a special tie-in with this longest day with the most light and Alzheimer's Association, the Illinois chapter. And here to tell us a little bit more about the relationship is Olivia Tuck. She is actually the longest day manager for the Alzheimer's Association of Illinois chapter. Hi, Olivia. How are you?
Hi, T. I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being with us on a Friday evening. So appreciate it. You know what? So I'm learning now that tomorrow, and I didn't even know this, that tomorrow is the day with the most light throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And why is this significant? And what does it mean that you're the longest day manager?
Yeah, absolutely. So the summer solstice is the day with the most sunlight every year. It's either June 20th or the 21st. And there's about 16 hours of daylight that day. And we as the Alzheimer's Association kind of took over that day with the most light because we want to take all of that sunlight to fight out the darkness of Alzheimer's. So on or around the longest day of the year, we call people from all over the world to do a fundraising activity of their choice. So literally anything they want to do, whether it's cards or a party, or donating a portion of their business's proceeds to the Alzheimer's Association, but just utilizing that day to raise awareness and raise money for our mission, which is the care, support, and research for the treatment, prevention, and a cure for Alzheimer's.
Well, it's just very beautiful to think about. It's very poetic because you've picked the day with the most light, and you say that's mm-hmm. because you want to fight the darkness of the disease.
Yes, and kind of in a second way, you know, when somebody has Alzheimer's or you're caring for somebody with Alzheimer's, every day seems like the longest day.
Oh,
and
true.
The concept of the longest day is to bring together family, friends, coworkers, neighbors to, again, raise funds and awareness to fight this disease. So when we bring everybody together, we remind one another that there's a huge community behind everybody going through this journey. You have supporters. You have a new family, even within the mm-hmm. Alzheimer's Association and within others who have been down this road before. And so the event is really just about community and bringing hope to this cause and honoring the people that you've lost or celebrating the life of the people that are still with you but suffering from this disease.
Olivia, I'm wondering too, I'm sure with the extra pressures of COVID-19 and the stay-at-home orders, and then I can only imagine that it's made it even more difficult and lonelier for caretakers.
Definitely. And we at the Alzheimer's Association have been working since pretty much the second everything started to shut down to ensure that any care partners across the state and the country know that we are still there to support them no matter where they are, no matter mm-hmm. where we are. So all of our support groups have gone virtual, whether that's on the phone or via Zoom, which is, of course, so important when you're in that position as a care partner, as well as all of our educational programs and webinars are all fully virtual so that if you find yourself in a situation where you're all of a sudden taking care of a loved one by yourself because perhaps mm-hmm. A home helper or home care aren't able to come to your house in the same way, we'll be there to educate and share information that particularly relates to COVID and just how to kind of adjust your life and help your loved one with Alzheimer's the best that you possibly can.
Olivia, you've talked a little bit about this great event that you're going to have, the longest mm-hmm. day. So what are some of the activities, like examples of activities that people can do and participate in this year?
Yeah, so of course, normally, since it's kind of the first day of summer, big parties and big gatherings are pretty common. However, this year, you know, that doesn't stop people from being creative. And in fact, you know, it makes it even easier to take a personal role in the fight against Alzheimer's, because you can just fundraise right from home. You can fundraise from Facebook, but I would love to kind of share some of the things that some folks around the state are doing.
Oh, absolutely. I love this because everyone's had to pivot, you know? Everything's
absolutely
had to go virtual. And like you said, everyone's had to think creatively.
Definitely. And I think this has certainly kind of given some people a great activity to do in their spare time, but also maybe just made this time a little bit easier, knowing that they are supporting a cause that's so near and dear to so many people. And, you know, many people with Alzheimer's and dementia are very deeply affected by COVID. Of course, we've got all of our memory care centers and senior living communities that are on total lockdown and their loved ones are unable to see them. And then, like you mentioned earlier, if you're yourself are affected with Alzheimer's or dementia and you're not able to leave your home or see your loved ones, you know, life looks pretty different. So the longest day, again, is just such a great source of light and hope for our fundraisers, I think. And this certainly can be said of the reverse. I am just constantly in awe of everybody who does these fundraising events. And they're, you know, from Facebook fundraisers that somebody just sets up one day, and then all of their friends and family write and pitch in and, you know, let everybody know that they are on their team and they have their back and they've been down this road too, you know, all the way up to bike rides to work. So I'll tell you a little bit about that.
Oh, can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, so to start, we've got Letitia House, and she's in the West Chesterfield neighborhood of Chicago, and she is fundraising to honor her mom and her grandma. Her mom is living with Alzheimer's, and her grandmother passed away from Alzheimer's, and she's fundraising on Facebook, but just doing such an amazing job of sharing her story and really honoring both her mom and her grandma, and it definitely causes other people, her friends, her family, to feel like they've got a new family member in her, you know, just feel like she's been down this road too. So I love reading stories like that. And then we've got Lisa Shock. She's in Morton, and she and her siblings, who are kind of scattered across the country, are doing a virtual relay marathon.
Oh, that's so cool.
Because, as she put it, it's not a marathon. I'm sorry, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Right.
So they're all kind of sharing the load and doing something that her mom loved, which was running and walking. And so I think that's a fantastic testament to her mom and the strength of that family.
What's so cool about that, Olivia, is that because Lisa's family is spread out all over the country, normally I'm guessing that maybe everyone wouldn't be able to fly to actually do the event in person, but they're all able to participate because it's creative and more virtual.
Yeah, exactly. And we're seeing a lot of that. And I think it's sort of an echo of normal life, where maybe you're doing those Zoom calls with people that live across the country from you that you normally wouldn't do a Zoom call with. But since, you know, we're all in lockdown, that's a great way to spend an evening. So I think kind of the same thing is going on here, and people are just getting extra creative and finding new ways to connect with people, whether it's their family, friends, or just folks from around the country that, you know, they're friends with on Facebook or something like that, which is exactly what the longest day is meant for.
I love that. What's the fundraising goal for this year?
It is $310,000, but that is through the end of August.
Okay.
So, you know, right now people are doing events this weekend since it is around the longest day, but people can continue to do fundraising through August 31st. For example, we've got Mike Phelan. He's actually the director of resident programs for Lincolnwood Place, so a senior living community up in Lincolnwood. And he is riding his bike from Zion to Lincolnwood. That's 40 miles for work. Yeah. Every day here for a couple of weeks until he hits his fundraising goal and until he's able to make that complete trip back and forth in one day. So I think it's going to take him a little bit to work up to. But
that's incredible.
That's such a great, it really is. And it's such a great representation of somebody who said, you know what, I want to do something that is challenging and I want to go on kind of an adventure. And he's doing it to honor the journey that his mom went on with Alzheimer's and the journey that so many that he's met through work have mm-hmm. gone on with Alzheimer's. And so that's kind of a good representation of what the longest day is this summer. It's just sort of a long journey mm-hmm. and everybody can kind of pitch in where they want to, whether they want to just fundraise online or whether they want to jump in and do an event later in the summer. Mm-hmm. It's kind of up to them. And that is the beauty of the longest day. It's just taking whatever you love and whatever is right for you and standing up to Alzheimer's.
And Olivia, of course, I mean, I think everyone should participate, but in case, you know, they're on the fence and they need a little bit of a nudge, why should people participate in the longest day?
Yeah, definitely. So it, again, is just such a great way to take a personal stake in the fight against Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. If you've been down this road, and I'm sure many listeners have, unfortunately, I have myself. My grandma passed away from early onset Alzheimer's.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Mm. Oh, thank you. But I get to fight for her memory every day. So it's a great way to honor the memory of somebody that they've lost by doing something that they loved. And it's a great way to fight for your future and your kids' future by doing something you love to fight Alzheimer's. And, you know, no matter what it is that you do, again, it's an opportunity to show family or friends or your coworkers mm-hmm. who maybe don't know that you've had this connection to Alzheimer's, that you're there for them and that mm-hmm. there's an organization, the Alzheimer's Association, that's here for them every step of the way.
That's a beautiful answer. Now, Olivia, if people can't participate this year, how else can they support Alzheimer's Association?
Definitely check out our website, alz.org, and, you know, read up on any research and upcoming events. But if you'd specifically like to help out with the longest day, mm-hmm. The state of Illinois actually has our own team. So just to represent that we are one state or one team together, but we're fighting for families everywhere. All 230,000 people in this state affected by Alzheimer's, all 587,000 of their care partners.
Wow.
And anybody else who loves those people. So you can go to alz.org/thelongestday and search Illinois Family to join us. It's totally free to join our team, and you can fundraise or make a donation or just share your story in the little comment section, because we would love to hear from you and let you know that you're not alone.
Okay, so you said that's alz.org/thelongestday. Wonderful. And it's the full The Longest Day, right?
Yep, or TLD.
Okay, perfect. Wonderful. Olivia Tuck, the longest day manager for the Alzheimer's Association, the Illinois chapter. And I can tell that this is definitely your passion, Olivia. And it sounds like you have an incredible inspiration, too, from your grandmother as well. So we thank you so much for being with us and sharing your personal story.
Thank you, G. I really appreciate it. And thank you to all of those who are listening and going through this journey with us. We appreciate you.
Well, it's good to know that they're not alone. And you know what? Honestly, I just hope you have the most successful, longest day tomorrow ever, I hope, in the history.
Thank you. Oh, I hope so.
Thank you, Olivia. You be well.
You too. Take care.